Hello and welcome to the latest edition of NAREIT's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borgson-Quito, and we're recording this on April 25th, 2018. Today's guest is Calvin Schnorr, NAREIT's Senior Vice President for Research and Economic Analysis. Calvin was a contributor to the Urban Land Institute's Spring Real Estate Economic Forecast, and he'll highlight some of those findings with us now. Welcome, Calvin.
Good afternoon.
So the ULI consensus expects the overall economy to continue expanding over the next few years, with the outlook for commercial real estate favorable as well. Does this match what you're anticipating?
Yes, it does. The outlook for the economy and commercial real estate remains pretty favorable, although we do see some risks, the main risk being from construction and from interest rates, but these don't really pose any current threats. But they're worth watching for some time a bit farther out in the future. The main point really is the economy still has a fair amount of momentum, and there's no overbuilding. In the real estate market, no overconstruction of buildings in just about any of the property types, but the economy more general, business investment, home building, all of the things that tend to get overbuilt cyclically that pose risks to the economy are not really showing an overbuilding. So that translates into a pretty good outlook for commercial real estate. Most sectors have fairly high occupancy, certainly the highest that we've seen since the recovery from the financial crisis began. And rent growth is not exciting, but it's good enough. There's good rent growth, and with supply and demand being roughly balanced and high occupancy, I'd expect that rent growth to continue at a good enough pace, maybe even seeing some pickup in certain sectors. One thing I'd really highlight, again, as far as risks going forward, is what we don't see. The real warning signs, I mentioned overbuilding already, but the other two things that tend to be associated with risks of a downturn are if there's overheating or over-leverage. We're not seeing overheating in terms of too much frothy prices or accelerating inflation, and debt growth has been moderate. So the overall outlook is reasonably favorable.
And interest rates have been in the news a lot lately, and the ULI consensus expects rates to rise further. What is your outlook on interest rates, and how will higher rates affect commercial real estate markets and property prices?
We've seen a lot of worry about interest rates in the headlines, and the financial markets have reacted. But the most important thing to know is, even with the recent increases, these rates are very low by any standard. By any measure, a 3% yield on the 10-year treasury and the sort of rates that we're seeing in commercial financing are very attractive. Now, that means a couple of things. First of all, for the macroeconomy, it's not threatening a recession. We just posted a market commentary that I wrote on REIT.com. If you go into the data and look for market commentary, I wrote a discussion analyzing what happens with yield curve inversions and rising interest rates. And the basic takeaway is the financing environment's not threatening for the overall economy. In terms of real estate, these are good rates for financing properties. We've seen transactions slowing a bit, but there's still good demand for transactions with these interest rates. And the property prices are one thing to keep an eye on. We've seen steady increases in commercial real estate prices, but certainly rising interest rates may make one pay attention to this, particularly with cap rates still being fairly low. I think the key point here is going to be the pace of the rate increases. If we see interest rates increasing along the lines of what the US ULI consensus was expecting, say another 40 or 50 basis points over the next 2 years, that's something that the economy and the market can handle pretty easily. If you were to see interest rate spikes for one reason or another, that could certainly cause some dislocations in the market.
And the ULI forecast of the few surveys that address REIT returns expects total returns to be about 4.4% to 6.5% over the next few years. What do you anticipate for the REIT market in the years ahead?
Well, I wouldn't want to put too fine a point on any of the specific forecasts, but I think the consensus recognizes one of the most important issues is that the fundamentals are favorable for REITs and indeed for the real estate sector overall. But focusing on the REITs, we've seen solid growth of FFO. We've seen solid earnings growth over the past couple of years, although FFO did slow during 2017. But the underlying performance characteristics in terms of having high occupancy and rising rents bode well for the sector in the future. And again, we talked about interest rates just a minute ago. For the REITs, they've actually prepared very well for the interest rate environment ahead. The REIT sector has lowered their leverage. They've relied to a very large extent on raising equity capital to finance their real estate portfolio over the past several years. So they've got the lowest leverage we've seen in 20 years. And they've lengthened the maturities of their debt. So they're actually quite well protected for the interest rate environment, which suggests that there's a certain amount of upside to the market. Actually, here's where I would differ a bit from the ULI consensus that was saying basically mid-single-digit returns. What we've seen in the market the past 2 years or more is that investors have been skittish about interest rates, and REITs have often sold off when interest rates have increased, even though their earnings have been rising. If we see a bit more certainty about the extent and pace of interest rate increases, and we still see REITs performing this well in their operations, their earnings, there's a lot more potential upside for the REIT sector in the year ahead.
Thanks for your time today, Calvin.
My pleasure.
And to read more about Calvin's views on the outlook for REITs in the real estate sector, be sure to visit the market commentary section of REIT.com.